Welcome everyone to this live radio variety show coming from the cosmic radio receptors of KCIW LP 100.7 FM, located in today's lovely sunny coastal Brookings in Oregon. My name is Dr. Gigi, and you are tuned into this week's edition of Doc and...
Oh, it's just Jacques here. Okay, it's Jacques.
My co-host is, as always, Schnoozy Jacques Wolf Kepner. How are you, Jacques?
Wait a minute. Did you say Schnoozy?
Maybe.
Oh, yes, because I did the... I'm doing great, Dr. Gigi. I'm feeling great on this wonderful sunny day. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. We are in the KCI studio. Thank you for tuning into this live radio show. We did see the eclipse or the partial eclipse over part of the area where we live and just south of the Oregon border last, what was it?
2 days ago.
2 days ago. Okay. When did all this come in here? But that's okay. We are looking forward to having an informative hour of fun live air on the air acrobatics.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we'll start each week's show with a medley of fascinating stats and facts blended in with some medical info that can affect our health and or expand our knowledge base.
Okay, and after the good doctor dispenses her medical wisdom, we will introduce this week's guests. We have three in the guests in the booth today, which is pushing the limits of our KCIW studio, but Tom Bozak and Ray Gary have accommodated us very well. Thank you, gentlemen, for your work in the engineer's office. Where am I? Okay. Oh, we are looking forward to these three guests because they truly are creatively composed, colorfully cosmopolitan, consequentially cordial, charming conversations with coastal community celebrities as the three we have in the office.
Or
we call it the office of the radio station.
Yeah, we will save the last segment of our weekly show for some good humor, clean jokes, contemplative, wise, funny quotes, and we are starting right now on the Doc and Jock Show.
Okay, that's my cue to kick off this week's topic of MDGG, or medical dialogue, according to my dear co-host, Dr. Gigi, who is so accomplished, I don't even want to begin, from being a professor to a patent-holding scientist and now a family physician. What are we going to hear about today, doctor?
Today, we're going to talk about childhood diseases.
Childhood diseases.
For a certain reason.
Is this part one of two?
Yeah, no, probably not. Maybe.
Okay. What do we got?
So the first shocker, this is a shocker for everybody. The U.S. infant mortality rate, which is 5.8 deaths under the year of the age of one per 1,000 lives birth, is 71% higher than the comparable country average of 3.4 deaths.
Of 3.4, what countries, though?
First world countries.
Like France and
Like France
Germany.
And Germany and Japan.
Portugal. And, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Why do we have such a high mortality? It doesn't have anything to do with so much of our... No, I'm not going to go on that. Okay.
Don't know. We're not talking about that. This is just a shocker. So childhood
Wow. So we have the highest in the world of first...
We have the highest in the world for the first from the first world country.
Infant mortality, meaning infant
Infant
death.
Is 0 to 1 year.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow. That is shocker.
On a less...
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, dramatic note. Let's go through some not so bad childhood diseases. Number one, measles.
What kind of measles?
Take my thunder.
German measles. She's German. Did you bring those German measles over to us today?
So the normal measles, they are the most contagious viral disease, and they're kind of like a cold with a rash. The complications of the measles can include pneumonia, brain inflammation, we call it encephalitis, and worse. Now, there are vaccinations out there. They're safe. But measles outbreaks still have been going on. So the measles vaccine is a live vaccine.
The measles virus or bacteria?
It's a virus.
So it's like COVID in a way. COVID's a virus?
Yeah, COVID is a virus too.
Okay.
So the next
That's okay.
is the German measles.
The German measles, right?
Yeah, so the German measles is also cold symptoms, doesn't last as long as the normal measles, and it's a different virus. And actually, the German measles should be called or are usually called in the medical environment rubella. Rubella are the German measles, and rubella means little red from Latin, So they have tiny little red dots. This is the rash from measles. It's tiny little red dots. Now, this is why it's called German measles.
Why?
In 1814, a German medical dude posted or posted something in the literature saying, this is actually a different strain of a virus.
It's Dr. Martin Luther?
Nope.
No.
And so henceforth, it was called the German measles.
Just because he's one of the
Because he found out that it's actually not the same as the measles. Or they thought it would be even scarlet fever, which is bacterial infection.
Scarlet.
So the more common known one is chickenpox. Chickenpox has also a rash. Chickenpox has itchy, blister-like rashes all over the body.
Yikes.
And before the chickenpox vaccine in 1995, so y'all girls have been vaccinated, I'm hoping, against the chickenpox, varicella zoster virus. But parents put the little kids together to all get the chickenpox all in one, and then they were done with it.
Huh.
But now we know that as an adult, the chickenpox can come back out as shingles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was just asked if I need my shingles.
Yeah, you were just offered, right?
Yep.
Now, the next one is roseola, which is actually not very known. It is a very mild, another rash disease, very mild. Now, why I bring this in here, because those are the first four childhood diseases that were usually described. And then the next disease is called fifth disease.
What?
Fifth disease,
like in the number five.
Yeah, so because really original. It's the fifth disease that they came up with.
Janice would like that. It's a number.
And that also is also called the slapped cheek syndrome because you have these huge red cheeks.
Well, that's the first time I ever met you. You slapped my cheek.
And that one is a little bit better known what it's called, but none of those things are actually treated anymore. These viral diseases come and go by themselves.
Okay.
Next one is a hand, foot, and mouth disease, which is another viral disease with blisters on your palms and on your feet. Oh, and it was purely a childhood disease. But, you know, recently it actually has come back for adults. I have seen several adults with a hand, foot, and mouth disease, actually.
You slapped my fingers the other day after you caught me in the cookie
box.
Then. Yeah. With a ruler. What else we got?
We've got a couple more. We've got the whooping cough, which is actually a bacterial disease.
whooping cough.
Why? Bordetella pertussis.
Okay. It's a bacteria. Okay. That's different.
Yeah. Whooping cough also comes back, and it's actually can be caused for other things too, but it's the whooping cough. Woof, woof. You know, when they bark like
Really? A barking cough? Okay, sure. I know that one for sure.
Then we talked about the RSV virus a couple of times ago.
Yes, we have talked about
that. We know all about that. Then there is strep throat. Strep throat, this is interesting for our ladies here. Strep throat was mostly actually experienced by teenagers. Strep throat is a bacterium. It's a group A streptococcus, and you have sore throat, and the giveaway sign for it is the white dots in the back of your throat. Now, there are something called Centaur criteria, where if you get points for certain things. For example, if you have a cough, that is a minus point. So strep throat does not come with a cough. If you have a cough, you probably don't have strep throat.
Okay.
If you're 15 or younger, you probably do have strep throat. So if it's more common than if you have a fever, if you have the neck hurts. So those are all part of the.
So what are these things on the side of my neck that used to swell up when I would get something like that?
Yeah, those are lymph nodes.
Lymph nodes.
So if they're inflamed, then they're tender, and that's part of the Centaur criteria to say probably have strep throat.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's another. Barking.
Not a barking cough.
Barking cough virus, which is called croup. And last but not least, we're talking about scarlet fever. Scarlet fever is actually also a bacterial caused disease. also is Streptococcus. So for all those, the bacteria, we do have antibiotics and most likely also vaccines.
Cool.
So vaccinations are the thing to go for children and babies, especially.
Okay. Well, I think you covered that pretty well for childhood diseases.
Yeah.
I think the one you missed, though, was cell phone in hand disease.
There's
it's
a door.
Like the kids are, you know.
They have no like phone, no foam.
Oh, no phone, no foam. Oh, no.
Phobia.
No phobia. No phone phobia.
Nomophobia. Nomophobia.
Nomophobia.
No.
They suffer freak out conditions when they are separated from their phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there is actually, so a lot of kids look down in a certain way to look at their phone. So they have now a neck, lower, upper back.
Oh, they get
pain
neck
and dorsalgia. Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that? All right. Well, thank you for that, doctor. That was fascinating stuff about childhood diseases. What are you going to do next week?
Don't know yet. What are you doing now?
Okay. Keep my business to myself. All right, folks. We have some really fun, entertaining guests on today's show. And in a world that often moves at a frantic pace, it's easy to lose sight of the real charms that lie within our midst. If we just slow things down and take a more earnest look, we might just find that the most remarkable stories are unfolding all around us, including right above us. Are you picking that up? We've got, Tom's shaking his head. We have an operation going on above our head. I think they're chopping chickens' heads off on a table that is made of glass right above our heads. That's okay. If you don't hear it, that's fine. Let me back up things. If we just slow things down and take a more earnest look, we might just find that the most remarkable stories are unfolding all around us, such as the stories that you will be privy to today of young people who are not only accomplishing great things, but who are doing so with passion and purpose and a deep commitment to this lively little coastal village. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with three talented individuals, all of them young, vibrant, and enthusiastic women representing the best of their class as the Azalea Festival Pageant Princesses of Brookings, Oregon. These women, in the prime of their high school years, have already distinguished themselves as leaders, innovators, and the newest thinkers and pillars of our coastal community. Though they may wear crowns, their true strength lies not only in their outward appearance, but in the boundless energy, focus, and dynamic spirits that they bring to everything that they do. That means academic excellence to community service. Well, these princesses are redefining and transforming what it means to be both regal and relatable in a real way, inspiring all who encounter them, like the doctor and I, who first met most of these women several weeks ago at the 501c3 nonprofit event at the Harbor Grange. So, on today's Doc and Jacques Radio Variety Show, we celebrate the dreams, the drive, and the determination of these remarkable women and what they're bringing to our show today. For their stories, we may just find a reflection of the best of what their generation has to offer. So, ladies, welcome to the show. And their list, their names are Bren and Erica and Aaliyah.
Welcome.
How are you?
Hi.
All right. Now, two of you are sharing a microphone there. That looks fine. Yeah, and yours is fine. Okay, we're all good. I think I got a thumbs up from our engineer. We usually don't have three guests, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, bring closer. Yeah, okay, I'm getting a nod. Let's bring it a little bit closer to everybody. Move that forward. Move that. Keep going. And move the back part like this. There you go.
All right, Brent. Okay. We'll start with you.
Yeah.
Are you from Brookings?
I am from Brookings. I have been living here my entire life.
Nice. Erica?
So, I'm actually new to Brookings. I just moved here last October 2022.
From?
I'm from Philippines.
The Philippines, okay.
Nice. Cool. Aaliyah?
I've lived in Brookings for most of my life, but I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. I lived there up until I was 7 years old.
Nice.
Okay.
Are you all seniors here in high school?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You're all going to the same class?
I don't have any classes with them, but
we are all the same senior class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have the same classes?
Well, no. Different schedules.
They have different, yeah.
Never been to
okay,
the
so she grew up in German school. Where obviously everybody was in the same class. Disciplinarian. So they have different classes, different schedules. Yeah. But they're all in the same. Hey, is being a senior these days as easy as it was back in the 70s when I was a senior? And that means you didn't have many, it was an easy ride. It was not many classes that you had to take.
No, I'm still struggling.
Yeah?
Actually, my junior year, I did focus in and took a lot of college credit classes. So fortunately, I got those out of the way. And now I think I have 4 classes total this semester.
Four classes, okay.
Taking it easy before graduation is pretty nice.
I think my senior year, I had 2 classes and I cut 4. So I had a minus negative, and I was doing better than Ray.
Oh my gosh. Besides going to high school and doing the Azalea stuff, do you guys have what you do outside of those 2 activities?
Personally, I am in softball right now.
Right on.
And that's going to go out until mid of May. And other than that, I think all of us are just contributing to community service.
Who's the coach for the softball team?
Tony Barron for varsity and Jamie Armstrong for JV.
Are these Tony's a man, woman?
He's a man.
Okay. I think that's who we met with Tristan Parkins, principal, which we're going to get around to asking you what you really think about Tristan a little bit later. But we met, I think, Tony because we were trying to recruit somebody to come on the show and talk sports, right?
Yeah.
And we met Tony, I think it was.
We did.
So we will. All right. So what
Erica?
Are you? Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm kind of adjusting in this new town because it's really cold here, so I don't go a lot often. But most of my days, I go to volunteer in some activities. Like the recent volunteer I did was to serve in Elks Lodge. It's really a great experience.
The Elks Lodge, really?
Serving out?
Man, where else? Gigi's an elk?
I've pretty much throughout all of high school involved myself in anything and everything. So now that it's coming down towards the end, I do have fewer activities. But as of right now, I am prioritizing my time to the pageant, obviously, and towards National Honor Society, which we all 3 are members of, and I am currently president for. So
what society?
The National Honor Society.
Oh, Honor Society.
Yeah. So we have plans in. We have plans to make, but we are hoping to plant more flowers and like other greenery around the school as our project this spring.
Cool.
But yeah, I played basketball and volleyball, was involved in a lot of other activities as well. I'm also in Seabreeze, which is the advanced choral group here too. So cool. Yeah, do a lot of activities inside
school.
So is
that with Corey?
Yeah, that's with Corey.
Who's been our guest here on the show. Yeah. And Erica, what is your, is it easier here, school easier here than it is in the Philippines? Nope.
Personally, yes, it's easier here.
It is easier here. Yeah. Okay. Did you have to lose any credits when you transferred?
No. All of my credits are transferred here, but some of them are like 0.25, something like that. So I have to do summer school last year so I can make it 1.00 credit.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So you're new to the area. And what is your favorite 2 things about our area?
Oh, I like this area small, so I got to know many people easily. And one thing is the restaurants here, they have very good food. And I think my favorite one is the Pacific Sushi. I love this.
Pacific Sushi.
Yeah.
I love their miso soup. Oh, my
miso
goodness.
Miso is my favorite.
Oh, oh, my God. I love that soup. Wonderful. So the transition for you, you came directly from the Philippines to here?
Actually, from Philippines, I went to Oman. It's a Middle East country. It's near to Dubai. I went there because I need to have vacation with my mom. She wants me to have vacation with her and my and my other sisters before we moved here in US. And from Oman, I came here. I think it's 2 days flight.
Yeah. How long were you in Oman?
Oh, I've been there for just 1 month.
Oh, 1 month. So you want to know if I said, Marahaba kefa haluki, ismi Jack, ma esmuki.
You speak Arabic?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nam, yeah.
Impressive.
All right. A little bit of Arabic. Okay, where are we? Okay, what do you like, Aliyah? What's your favorite thing about our area, beautiful area? Or two things, couple things. What are you, thing and a nice people, whatever you wish to.
Yeah, overall, my favorite thing about the area obviously has to be the scenery, you know.
Yeah.
To the left of you is the river, to the right of you is the ocean, and you know, you don't see beautiful tall trees everywhere you go. So that probably has to be my biggest thing about
Was that a shocker coming from Los Angeles?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The first year, moving from LA to this small of a town is a huge change also. So, you know, breathing fresh air for the first time was a really, it was really different. And then, you know, like Erica was saying, having a small community where you get to know each other, I really like that about here too, because I can walk in the store and see, I mean, it's a good and a bad thing, but I can walk in the store and see a million people that I know. But,
okay, speaking of stores, how about you, Bryn? What two things do you really like most about this?
Honestly, Aliyah really covered most of it for me. My personal favorite thing about this place is the beach. Often I go to Sport Haven or Harris Beach. Those two places are just my absolute favorite any time of the year. And also that you can't really go anywhere without seeing someone that you recognize. And it's just really nice meeting.
We also ask every guest on the show, and this will be one of the last of the personal questions before we get into what you're all about with the Azalea Festival. And that is, what do you each wish we had more of that we don't here on the coast? Bryn, what about you? What do you wish we had more of that we don't, being in a small town?
In a small town, I would definitely say more stores, being a teenager as I am. Shopping could definitely be expanded more in this area, but honestly, Fred Meyer's is considered our mall, so I can manage with that.
Yeah, Fred Meyer's considered. Do you have to be 18 to go into Dallas Ott's, the Harbor Skate next door, across the street from us?
No.
I thought it was maybe part of it is.
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah, part in the back. You're not supposed to go unless you're 18 or over. How about you, Erica? What do you wish we had more of?
Same with Bryn. I wish we have more malls because as a teenager, there's no place other than restaurants to hang out with.
Yeah. How about you?
Amazon shopping for me.
Hell yeah.
This also kind of ties in with what they're saying, but overall, I kind of just wish there was more like culture here and diversity because, like, you know, in most places you have a lot of, like they're saying, like booths and vendors of all different backgrounds. And so I think that that'd be, you know, way cooler to have that around here where it is such a small place and people don't venture out a lot. So having more of that in our town.
You could tell they're young because guess what? When we ask this question to a lot of older folks, they will say, medical issue, we wish better medical things. I kind of always wish there was a 45-minute expressway directly to Medford. That'd be kind of nice. But now that we have an airport in Crescent City who's serving us,
I do wish we had more activities, though, for kids to do here. We used to have a bowling alley here.
Absolutely.
I really wish that could be here again.
Crescent City.
You got to drive 20 miles south to go to the bowling alley.
You know, having some more stuff for definitely the younger kids to do would be awesome to have here since there really isn't. But
That's a good point. Good point.
Now, tell us about the Azalea Festival. You are all Azalea Festival pageant princesses.
Yes.
Tell us about all three, about the Azalea Festival. When is it? What is it? Who is it?
Yeah, you're all spokeswomen for the festival, right?
Yes. Pageant Day is going to be on May 4th, and the festival weekend is usually Memorial Day weekend.
So Memorial Day weekend is the actual festival. And so tell me, I'm going to play ignorant on this whole thing. What is a court? What is the court you're talking about? Is it a homecoming kind of thing? Is it made up of men and women? Is it how many princesses are on the court? Give us some history.
Currently, we have 4 princesses in total on the court. And the Azalea pageant is mostly in
scholarship opportunities for the young senior girls of our class. And we can apply ourselves through application and submit our resumes in order to be accepted. Depending on how many people there are, there is more so an application or interview process. But fortunately for us, there wasn't that many people who applied this year. And I would definitely like to encourage that more in the future. It has really been, we haven't even had our pageant yet. It's been an amazing experience.
How long of a process is it? I mean, you started in...
I believe they handed out applications this year in November. And
our first meeting was in January, I believe. So we get a late start, but...
So you have to be seniors to
Only senior girls are allowed to apply.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what is the main function of that court? Four people in that court, right?
So I would
this
say...
This year you have four, but you could have more, you're
you
saying?
Yes. Have more.
Yeah. So usually the court is up to, I would say about five girls, usually five or six. But I mean, the main role for us girls on court is really just to, you know, push ourselves out there in the community and really just to help us, you know, build ourselves up as women in general by putting ourselves out there and, you know, just expanding.
Becoming more confident and being able to express.
All right, you surely were. Again, the two of you that I met, Bren, you're super confident too. We were just stricken, we were struck by how confident and lovely you really were and how good of spokespeople you were for the event at the 501c3. Thing where you gave us, what did you, we got a backpack from you. We ate those. You gave us the last bag of that caramel corn. My God, that was good. I lost a bunch of weight on that.
So, do you have contact with princesses from before? Do they help you or are they moved on to college and they're gone?
Most often they have moved away. They use this scholarship opportunity to assist themselves in college or other things that they plan to pursue in the future. Though, because it is such a small town, we have all really grown up together. We are still in contact with a lot of the princesses who have been here before us.
Right on.
And in during that Grange
event
that we you guys spoke, you said you actually, Erica said, we all wanted to be princesses, right?
Yeah.
And so how young are you when you actually start thinking about becoming a princess? I mean, you have to be a senior, but does it start earlier on because your sisters have done that or yes?
Personally, my sister was here 5 years before me and I remember watching her go through the pageant and the whole process of it. She just, it was really awesome seeing all these pretty girls upstage in their dresses, just admitting confidence and just all the things that they got to do within the community. I just got to witness it all.
Wow, cool.
From a younger perspective, of course, but...
But you have to, I mean, all the opportunities, you have to actually, they don't say do this, do that. You have to actually find the opportunities.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely more for the actual becoming a princess part. It's kind of just for something that you personally want to do for sure. Because like for me, like same with Bryn, moving here and seeing how this community event was something that was, you know, worth all of the wait for. And then seeing, again, all of the girls on stage was something that I've always wanted to do. Cool. And yeah, so I think just being able to be that for younger girls as well.
How do you become a member of the court? I mean, do you have to first apply for it, right? Mm-hmm. And November, like you said?
It's basically just... like a decision-based process, I guess you can say.
Are you elected?
I'm not sure.
Are you appointed?
Yeah, you're...
Ourselves.
I like that kind of democracy.
Basically, like for next year's princesses who are wanting to apply, if you just submit an application, which they usually have them at the school, just anyone can submit an application, and it's really up to Terry, the pageant coordinator.
Is this Terry Miss Belt?
Yeah, it's really just up to her to decide.
She was very nice. A shout out to Terry. Thank you for putting these lovely ladies in our radar.
Now, Erica, you did not have pageant queens in the Philippines, or did you?
Oh no, actually, Philippines is more known in pageantry. We like joining Miss Universe.
Okay, so it was not new for you.
Yeah,
but it's actually the pageant queen among.
Oh, absolutely!
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so actually, I didn't actually know there's a pageant here last year. So my mom is the one who told me that there's a pageant thing. And I was like, oh, do I really want to do this? And she said, oh, there's community services there. And she knows how love I want to, how
much you want to get into community service.
Yeah. Nice. How love I want to get involved in the community service. And last thing, it's a pageant, which is the one I really want since I was a kid, like walking around in heels.
Cool. Yeah. Listen, we have to take a break. We're amazingly already halfway through the show. You are tuned into KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. Like I said, we're halfway and we got a lot more to cover. You can find out a lot more about us as a family, the KCIW family, by going to kciw.org. And last but not least, if you have a great idea for a radio broadcast or show, you just need to reach out to KCIW. And maybe you, too, will be sitting in this booth. By the way, on Wednesdays between 2 and 3:30, you can come into the KCIW as a representative of any Noble community organization or group to record PSAs or public service announcements to get the word out about your group and how it can work for you, how we as a community station can work for you. Find out more, kciw.org. So you were elected. What does this talk about a queen? Do any princess become a queen? Is there going to be a queen elected? What's the process?
We have a panel of judges during the pageant who ultimately decide based on our talents, interview questions, multiple different areas throughout the night. They will be grading us, I guess is the only way I can really put it, and eventually decide a queen by the end of the night.
So it's not a one night decides it all, right?
It is a one night event. This also takes place at the Elks Lodge. So it's just one night. We do it all.
So all the preparation in doing community services, that doesn't count, but that builds you up.
Like I said before, the community service is definitely an opportunity for us to, you know, just get ourselves out there in general, but also to just promote ourselves as princesses to get more people to come in and, you know, support us during the actual pageant process.
What's the history of the Azalea Festival? Do any of you know it? Has it been around a long time?
This is actually our 85th year.
85 years. Wow.
Yes. So it has been a very long time coming. It's actually one of my favorite things about it, especially right as soon as the news got out that we were on the court, I walked into Fred Meyer's one day and just a lot of the seniors in our community immediately recognized me. I was like, oh my gosh, congratulations on your, you know, you being on the court. And I was like, thank you. It's a big thing in this community.
You're really all awesome. Three wearing matching Azalea Court or Azalea Festival. Those are sweaters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there hoodies or? Cool. And with your what are they called?
A sash.
Is that called a sash? A thing that goes across?
Yes.
Azalea pageant princess. Go ahead.
So the queen, there's one queen, right? Mm-hmm. What is the difference for the queen's outlook versus the princess's outlook?
One of you is going to become a queen, right? The queen?
What's going to be the queen?
So the queen basically just gets like the scholarship. Okay. For the most part, you know, it's like the biggest, reward, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
And then same thing, she will come back again to help in the future pageant next year. Oh. We're not too sure about what happens for the queen part, but she really just, you know, reaches out to the community and works more to do.
Even after the pageant and whoever is elected queen, she will still be going to community events and showcasing herself as queen, influencing other young girls to be a part of the pageant. She is just probably more than the other princesses going to be a lot more involved in the community.
Sure. Who votes for the queen?
The panel of judges.
A panel being of?
So Marie Curtis, who was in here earlier.
Shout out to Marie Curtis and her husband.
I'm not sure of the other ones.
They don't let us know.
Yeah.
It's kind of just...
So usually it's kind of just known community members or people who have been involved in the pageant previously. Sometimes they have previous queens as judges.
Cool.
And so the questions or the tasks that you're asked to do you know what they are? Are they different every time? I mean, there's not a bathing suit thing anymore.
No. Do you want to talk about what the actual pageant will consist of?
Oh, so I think... in morning, we will start as one-on-one interviews. And at 6 p.m., I don't know if we're going to start the talent. Is it talent first?
We do talents, opening scenes. Yeah. We walk out, kind of introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Interview and questions, and we have street attire and then evening gowns. So we kind of show our personal fashion taste and then also more former wear before we get into our matching dresses.
And so, we also have our little princesses, mm-hmm. yeah, to join us.
Oh, like little girls?
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's more of a recent thing that we've been starting up, but kind of like we were saying before, influencing the younger girls to, yeah. you know, want to put themselves out there. We're getting just younger girls that will be going up on stage with us. And I think they answer questions too. I'm not sure. But yeah, just to get, you know, the younger generation involved more on it.
There's four princesses. There's only three of you. Who's the fourth princess? What's her first name?
Her name is Emily. Emily? She is currently at a band competition to see if they could go to a stage.
With Corey Tamadong, who we've had on the show too. Yeah, mm-hmm. he's a cool guy.
So what are you guys' talents?
I plan on singing.
That's Aaliyah.
And yes, I plan on singing.
Okay.
And I actually have, I'm also planning on Corey Tamadong accompanying me on the piano with
nice.
Him.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. Does he know that already?
Yeah, he does.
How about you, Erica?
Erica.
So I'm planning to dance a traditional dance in the Philippines. It's called tinikling. It's with a bamboo and yeah, you come and see it. It's really fun thing to watch.
It'll be a different thing, okay?
Yeah.
Cool.
Brad?
I will be showing how to do ceramics. Still trying to figure out how because it is a little bit of a messy process, but I'm very good at making handmade pottery, so I will be doing that.
Are we talking with a wheel too?
More or less with the wheel. The wheel is pretty messy, so I will be hand-building items on the stage.
We're not trying to wreck the elk song.
Yeah.
We need to go back next.
Do you have like 5 minutes or do you have as long as it takes?
Probably around the 5 minute mark. They don't give us an exact time, but you know, you don't want to have too long.
I was going to say, now wait, we're going to put in the kiln for 2 hours. Okay, 12 hours, sorry. It would have to be. What are the, what makes you most passionate about representing? I mean, what is it? Okay. You all have these talents you're talking about, you're going to be doing. Then you have to show, do you have to keep up a grade point average? Is that important too?
Yes.
Academically?
We are representing our, I like to think of it that we are representing our class and the other students and children our age. So we do have to maintain a high GPA, relatively high GPA for this, and also just be role models within the community, you know, not get in trouble doing things, just being good citizens, I guess,
cool.
is the best way to explain it.
Cool. And who was Maisie? She's listening outside the studio here.
Media?
What is she? She's a media person?
Maisie is a strong supporter of the Azalea pageant.
Okay. She was going to help us take pictures today, but then Maria.
Marie Curtis came in and did it. So Maisie. Shout out to you. I think you're in the other room listening to this.
Now, all these are girls. Are there any men involved in the...
No. So this is just a pageant just for the senior girls. Usually Mr. BHHS was something that they used to do. Not sure.
Up until the COVID pandemic hit, we are recently trying to start that back up again, but it's going to take a little bit before we can.
Yeah. But so in the future, that is something that could be done again, which it's basically a pageant for the boys.
How is it different from like homecoming? Don't you have homecoming king and queen?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is more of just like a personal title for, and like I said before, it's really just a scholarship based opportunity for the senior girls that are graduating. Like Bryn was saying, the ones who, I guess you can just say like,
ones who plan to go to college or do something else in their future that they might.
Yeah.
Scholarship money for.
So what do you think personally, what is the percentage of in your class who is thinking of going to college?
Actually, a large percent of like seniors this year, I want to say more so than most grades. Everybody has a plan if they're not going to a trade school, a community college, or a university, they're going to the military. So
The school has done very well in, you know, urging us and helping us figure
it's
out
new continuing plans. Yeah,
for sure.
I know SWOC, we've had Jill Tavaldi on the show about a month and a half ago, and she's the dean of the college. And so we got a pretty good little college here, a little thing.
Yeah.
Erica, what kind of social, you got to reach out and do these, or help volunteer. What are some of your favorite volunteer activities that you're involved in?
The most favorite thing I did was last year. I babysit kids. We had wellness expo in Brookings Harbor High School. So some of the parents, they have little kids and they can't bring those kids in to have a jogging with them. So I look out for those kids. It's only two kids because there's not a lot of people come there, but it's really a successful thing that
and that's kind of a volunteer thing you're doing, right? How about you, Brent? Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
And one more thing is, we walk the dogs. Actually, it's one of the most memorable moments I had because when I moved here, I really don't know places to walk around here. So we went to Chetco Point, and it's one of the
Is this for the dogs from the Humane Society?
Yeah.
Those FPC? Oh, okay, cool. Good. Yeah, we've had the Humane Society people,
Donna and Jennifer.
Jennifer Alcorn, yep. And that's cool. How about you, Bryn? Any social activities that you've been volunteering for?
Of course, actually. So one of the biggest ones for me, I've committed myself to the Nature's Coastal Holiday Lights Festival.
Oh, yeah, we've
had. Our local light show. I've been there for the past 3 or 4 years.
What's her name that runs this show?
Huh?
Who's the one that runs the show?
I believe Leslie Wilkinson.
Leslie Wilkinson. She's been on this show. That's right.
Some people may recognize me as Peppermint the Elf.
Peppermint the Elf?
Santa's head elf.
Oh,
helper.
Wow.
I'm there every year, dressed and ready to go. And it's just been a really memorable experience for me. It's really awesome seeing all these people in the holiday spirit and these kids super excited to see Santa Claus, and I'm really glad I got to be a part of that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. We went there.
Was it your first time at Mess Festival of Lights?
Yep, sure was.
How about you, Aaliyah? What are you most involved in?
Well, being in leadership in National Honor Society, it's required to have a fair share amount of hours. So, and I've been in those two groups for the last 3 years of high school. So I've done many community events, but I'd probably say my most memorable would definitely have to be reaching out to the senior centers during the Christmas time. This last Christmas season, our leadership, every grade, we made presents and gifted them out to the elderly in the homes around here locally. And also singing with Seabreeze at the old folks' home was really good too, because, you know, I could just tell by being in there and being around them that just seeing kids again and like being remembered just really brought their spirits up. So that
was Trisha Iverson with the Harmony just and Me.
Yeah.
You know who
she is? Yeah, I do. We've had a
few. That's right. She had a booth next to you at the 501c3.
Yeah, we had.
So she was bringing the youngest of our group, our children, up with the elderly, and I guess all the way through high school, right? Is that how we learned? And they're
yeah. So all the generation
bridging the
generation gap.
Gap
is bridged by music and
music.
Having music together, which is really cool. So, what would you each give? What advice would you give to younger high school girls? How to either get involved or where to emphasize their talent to do what you guys are doing
within the pageant itself. Or just in general?
In general, to step in your footsteps. Because, I mean, you have to, if you really don't like dogs, you don't want to be a dog walker, right? Mm-hmm. So how would you encourage?
I would say confidence is probably the biggest benefit I've earned out of this. Mm-hmm. And it's also something that's really helped me get throughout high school and put myself out there in the community. You receive a lot of recognition for it, and it just feels good to be involved and learn new things and just gain confidence in what you do and who you are.
So that's what you would say, do it. But how would you say, hey, do something, do walk the dogs, get involved because you're going to be confident? I don't know if little girls, that's enough for them, right? So do you have some other rewarding anything in you saying, do this because now I'm princess and everybody knows me, or now I like kids and now I like dogs and now I do the honor society? What do you say?
I mean, honestly, I would just say use this small community to your advantage, because there's not many places where you can go and be on a sports team and be involved in the music program and be involved in a pageant and be involved in this and that. So, I mean, just using as many resources as you can. And it is rewarding to put yourself out there because you get more resources available to you and just other things like that. So, yeah, I would just say more so to use everything here to your advantage, because it can really help you in the long run.
I think I could rephrase that as, here we can be big fish in a small bowl in this place. That's right. So take advantage of that.
Yeah. And you are welcoming, right? I mean, Erica comes from the Philippines and here she is a princess 2 years later, right? So very cool.
When did you arrive?
2 years ago, September.
No, it's in October 2022.
Okay. So a year. Did it happen? Yeah. 2 years, whatever. There it is.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
Where do you ladies see yourselves in 5 years from now? Let's see, you'll all be, are you all 18 in that range? So
just
20,
about.
Say, let's say, where do you see yourself at 25?
So actually, I want to go to medical school. So
you go.
I'm planning to study paramedical laboratory science first and have my bachelor's degree there. So I'm actually choosing two paths. I low-key want to be in Navy.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
And
in the Navy, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's weird, but I don't know. I find it fun.
They're really confusing these days because I wanted to join the Army at the beginning of the school year.
So I thought about that for a second.
Everybody's and, really the
Yeah, and the other on the one path is medical school, because I also want to be gynecologist. Yeah, all because right. I think in this town, there's not a lot of women in gynecology center. It's more of a man. And my mom said that it's really awkward to have a man as your gynecologist. So that's my reason why I want to be.
Is that true, doctor? Yeah. How do you feel about those sentiments?
Well, I'm kind of old. I'm over that. So it's not a big deal anymore. There are a lot of men. Yeah, you're right.
That are gynecologists.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in Crescent City, we
She's overcome a lot of hardships, and a lot of because she was a woman, she was considered too old, and too and a woman, she had to overcome so many hurdles to become a doctor, which, congratulations. And one of the reasons we like interviewing women that are self-empowered and that are excelling and do what they do best. So congratulations to you on all of that. Where do you want to go to school, Erica? Is it, were you thinking about just going, joining the Navy, you get educated that way, right?
I'm planning to go to our Oregon Institute of Technology, but in Wilsonville. I'm actually admitted there, and I currently signed up for enrollment, so I'm enrolled now. Yeah.
How about you, Aaliyah? What's your immediate plans after?
So hopefully when I'm 25 years old, I will be interning as a sports broadcaster, because that would be the biggest dream, either that or sports journalism. After high school, I am going to Lane Community College to start off and get my communications degree. And hopefully afterwards, I will be in either the University of Oregon or the University of Washington
for
a sports broadcasting degree.
Wow.
Dang.
You come back, KCIW, you're a sports leader.
Yeah.
There we go. How about you, Bryn?
I have been accepted into Southern Oregon University in Ashland, Oregon.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dang, that's so cool.
And I plan on pursuing pre-medicine. And when I earn my bachelor's degree, then I will be also pursuing my doctorates in either dermatology or gynecology.
Wow, do it.
Two different fields, but...
Break the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Break the ceilings. You can do it.
You
can out-excel men.
It's doable.
Any day, and that is for sure. Get involved. Okay, I have to put this in. We spoke about it just briefly before the show began, but that is, we need your help to resurrect Bruin News, or at least get more students involved here using our facilities at the KCIW studios to begin having students writing and broadcasting and producing, I should say, both audio and visual news about our area. And then that will be covered, broadcast by the station. So we will reach out to you at a later point. Please tell your students Leah, you're saying that you're already interested in broadcasting. Yeah. Our facilities here are open to you, as they are to most of the members of our community here in the Brookings area and beyond. So, yeah, let's talk more about maybe what you get your inside thing about all of you. What would bring students into the fold of learning the broadcasting arts? And we're talking about, it could be freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior. Doesn't matter the age.
Yeah. So there is actually, I think it's an elective class of Bruin News, but you know they're not very consistent with it, just because you know.
Yeah.
It's harder to have like an audience for it in just the school and stuff. But so there is a group of kids who are interested in that field of that. So there would definitely be a lot of people interested. But I think, you know.
Is there a teacher there? Is there a teacher?
I'm not sure who it. I'm not sure if it's.
We've heard that teacher and we know all that from Tristan that talked to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we need just to up ramp that. So I'm just asking you. On all of our behalfs, let's try to help us. We are reaching out to you. We'd love to have you on the show. At the same time, we're also needing to expand our horizons as a radio station and being a true community radio station and having something like this, I think, would be ideal.
Definitely.
For this. When is the Azalea Festival again?
May 4th at 6 o'clock.
May 4th,
which is 6 o'clock p.m. our pageant day.
At the Elks Lodge. At the Elks Lodge.
Okay,
yeah.
But wait, the actual
pageant day is going to be May 4th around 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge.
Okay, 6 p.m. But the Azalea Festival is a parade, starts at 10 in the morning.
It's our Memorial Day parade.
Yeah.
And it works its way through town.
And so in that parade, we'll be in cars. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you'll see us in our dresses and our sashes. And by then we'll know who the queen is also. And so she'll be kind of the main focus, and we'll have the big crown, the big cape, and all of that. So,
okay,
yeah.
Are these on two separate days? Okay, they are. Okay,
let's
just get it. All right.
So your queen election thing is going to be at the Elks Lodge May 4th. Now, can we all watch the whole day?
Yes, anybody can go to the...
For the whole day, for the whole thing. It starts in the morning, you said, right?
No.
It starts in the morning.
But we can't watch that.
No. So the event itself starts in the evening and...
open to the public.
Yeah.
I see.
You will be the queen at that point.
Right? The pageant actually starts at 6 p.m. for the whole town or audience to be able to watch us through the process.
By then, we won't know.
Is that a free event? Are they charging for that? Okay, it's at the Elks. You don't know if it's...
I'm not positive exactly how they are running it this year in terms of paying for it, but...
It all goes for a good cause, I guess.
Yeah, I know that we do sell tickets for it, but tickets can be bought at the door. And yeah, it is for the community. So we definitely want community members to come and support.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. How do people find out about this and all that's going on? Is there a Facebook presence?
Yeah, we do have the Azalea Pat. I think it's just... Facebook page. If you just search up Azalea Festival Pageant, you'll see us and any upcoming events we have. You can also, I'm not sure if they're posting it there yet, but Marie and Michelle are also documenting our, you know, pageantry journey as
Michelle
well.
Buppert. And?
Yeah.
Okay.
Marie Curtis, who have both been on the show again. We're just going right through the...
Very involved community.
Yeah, there we go. It is. Cool.
So they can find out all the dates, where to go, who to contact. Now, if somebody does not have Facebook, they go to...
Soon, actually, we will have pictures of ourselves, like in our dresses and our sashes and tiaras, kind of just like... I guess promoting the event almost, just like with our faces. Yeah. So if you don't have Facebook, if you see flyers around town, you'll see us and our pretty faces in the date. So
nice. Excellent.
That's true. So there's no other. And again, Terry, is it Miss Feld?
Yes.
Okay. So how do people do? What is her title? How did she?
She's our pageant coordinator.
Okay.
She has set up the whole pageant and has been guiding us along the way to.
Super important to know. And she is on Facebook too. You can direct a lot of your questions.
And is she related at all to the high school, or is it just happened to for you guys to be?
I do know that she has run multiple pageants around Oregon.
I see.
So I believe that she does live here, but she's been running this pageant for probably the past 5 years, I believe.
Can I
She's kind of the same thing. She was born and raised for the most part here, so it's more of just being able to carry the traditional and is something that...
Yeah, after meeting you, she's the one that reached out to me. Very, mm-hmm. very nice. Thank you, Terry. As thank you for all those that are listening. That helps steer these young women to our within our midst. And we have what?
We have time for a fun
corner. We have fun corner? Okay. Three ladies again, Bryn, Erica, Aaliyah. Who's the fourth queen again?
Emily.
Hey, Emily. Good luck. But whoever wins, it's that you're all a team, four of you, right?
A team.
And that's the most important thing. Good luck for all of you and what you've done and continue your steps. And we hope to get you on the air again. And we'll talk about what you're doing then and there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
I'm ready for fun
you.
Time,
Carter? Yes, fun time.
Thanks again,
corner.
Ladies. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. What do we got, Doc? Do you have any quotes?
I have a quote.
What's that? Oh, I see your quote.
Okay. Here, these are my quotes.
Okay.
Confidence is the sexiest thing a woman can wear.
Confidence is the sexiest thing a woman can wear.
So confident. Super cool. I certainly was not confident at 17.
Okay, what else? Give me another quote.
Well, no, you come with a joke.
Well, no, I don't have to. What building in Brookings has the most stories?
What?
A library.
Another quote. Don't let anyone tell you you're not beautiful. Now, these are all quotes from beauty queens of one.
Don't let anyone tell you you're not beautiful. I like that one. True beauty shines from within, illuminating the world in kindness with grace. That's nice.
That was my quote.
How do you make an octopus laugh, Doc?
How?
With 10 tickles? Tentacles? 10 tickles?
That's pretty cute.
Hey, what do you call a cow that won't give milk? What? A milk dud. So bad. These are all, we got all the jokes from Ray.
Empowered women empower the world. Let your strength inspire greatness.
Amen to that. Empowered women empower the world. Let your strength, I like that. That is very good. Hey, why do so many fish live in salt water?
Why?
Well, because they would sneeze too much in pepper water.
So stupid.
Okay.
All right.
That's another quote.
In pursuit of dreams, resilience is your crown and determination is your scepter.
Not bad. How do pirates... How much do pirates have to pay to pierce their ears?
How much?
Anybody? How much do pirates have to pay to pierce their ears? About a buck an ear.
About a buck an ear.
So funny. All right. A smile is the most radiant accessory worn by queens and princesses who brighten every room.
A smile is the most radiant accessory worn by queens and princesses who brighten any and every room. That's so true. Janice, why are math books so sad? Because they have so many problems.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay. Why do seagulls only fly over the sea? Anybody? Because if they flew over a bay,
they'd be bagels
instead of seagulls.
I like that one. Okay, that's
how do you make
favorite.
A lemon drop? Just let it fall. Doctor has a new patient that came in. His last name is Toilet. He came in last week. He looked kind of flushed. Okay.
How do you stay warm in any room?
Yeah. Obviously, you go to a corner and it's always 90 degrees.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
It is time. We have already reached that magical ending time for this week's Life Radio Variety Show. You have been listening to Doc and Jock on KCIW LP 100.7 FM in beautiful Brookings, Oregon. We hope that you have enjoyed the show. Jacques Wolf and I certainly have.
Yes, we have.
Enjoyed learning so much about the Azalea Festival pageant and getting to know our princesses, Bryn, Erica, Aaliyah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, ladies. And special thanks to our wizardry people and the engineer, Tom and Ray. Thank you all. Peace and love. We'll have great guests next week. You have a good day.
Good night. Goodbye.